This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Mabam. We continue in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua, and we are up to Simen Samach Tes. We're up to Sif Katan Beis in the Mishneh Berurah. We're talking about the idea of being Poyres Al Shema. And in Siv Katan Aleph, the Mishneh Berurah was commenting on that which the Mechaber says, that if you have B'nai, if you have people, that everybody daven B'yachidos, and they didn't hear Kaddish, and they didn't hear Kedusha, so what do you do? So one of them could say Kaddish, and Baruch Hu, and the first Baruch of Yotzer, that is called Paris Al Shema. Paris is a lesson of Perusa, Chaticha Prusa, that we only say part of it. The Rama says, "Va'achshav lo inoagu loymer kol brachas yotzar." Now, the minhag when you're being paris al shema is not to say the whole yotzar. All paris al shema is kaddish, baruchu, and that's it. Okay, that's the opinion of the mechaber. If you remember from last week, the Radvaz argued on the mechaber. He says, if 10 people daven biyachidus, parach minayu kaddish u'kedusha, the chiv of kaddish and kedusha flies away, like we say by Berachas HaMazon. If people bench separately, they can then join in a mezuman. And therefore, Mishneh Berurah explained, since it flies away, even though they then join together, they cannot afterwards say kaddish and kedusha. If they do daven again, it's a bracha levatala. That's the opinion of the Radvaz. The Magen Avram brings it down, the Magen Gibbon brings it down, the Chayadim brings it down, the Halacha. The Ramami Pano agrees with the Shulchan Aruch that you can be Paris Al Shema. The Chassam Sofer says, no, Minaga Olam is, you cannot be Paris Al Shema. Okay, that's what the opinion of the Chassam Sofer is, V'chein Amma Dover, that you cannot be Paris Al Shema. But even the Radvaz, if you have one person who didn't daven yet, then the Radvaz would agree to the Mechaber that you could be Paris Al Shema, but he should not daven the silent Shemona Esrei first. He should say the whole Tefillah B'Kol Ram. In such a circumstance, we don't say Parach Minayu Chayvas HaTefillah. Because why? Because he's not saying it for everyone, he's saying he's davening for himself. So since you have one person who didn't daven yet, it does not disturb being Paris Al Shema. The same din would apply, that one of the people who already yotze could be Paris Al Shema for the person who is not yotze. So the bottom line is, the Mechaber says there's a din of Paris Al Shema, the Ramami Pano agrees to the Mechaber, however, the Radvaz disputes this, and the Minhag HaOlam is to be Machmer like the Radvaz, not to be Paris Al Shema, as if everybody already davened, unless somebody didn't daven. Now let's see Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Beis. What is Paris Al Shema? You say Kaddish. Ayin le'el b'simen nundad b'hagad d'tzarech l'am b'tchilek tzas psukim. You can't just be Paris Al Shema, so you're first going to have to say some psukim, and then you could be Paris Al Shema. Okay, next. Yoitzer R. After Bizmaninu Kulam Bekiyim, even though nowadays everyone is Bekiyim in the Berchas Krishma, Vein Tzach Levirchas HaMevarch Sheyotzim Ba'Bracha, you don't need the Bracha of the Mevarch to be Moitzi them in a Bracha. V'kol Shekein, certainly Lefimada Ari HaMechaber, according to what the Mechaber is speaking about, Shekvar Barchu Kulam Kalech B'fnei Atzmai, that everyone already made the bracha. In other words, what's the inyan of that being Paris Al Shema, you say the bracha of Yotzer Ar? I understand Kaddish, because there's no way to say Kaddish unless somebody says, I understand Kedusha. But what's the inyan of somebody saying Yotzer Ar? Well, I say, we know how to say it ourselves, and we said it ourselves. The reason they say Yotzer is not to be moitzi anybody, but it is so that they do not appear like heretics. He's saying to them that they should be mevarich, and no one is being mevarich. lekachomer yotzar uvekolram vaachirim shoymim vaashemea ka'ina. Because this is an idea that we've come across before, that the Baruch Hu is a command. The command is bless Hashem. Come on, everybody. Herzachayin Yidden. Bless Hashem. Baruch Hashem. So everyone says, okay, great. We agree we should bless Hashem. And now we're going to sit around and twiddle our thumbs and not bless Hashem. Baruch Hu is a command. That's the, we were discussing, you know, the dilemma of davening in a fast Maariv and you want to start Maariv early. And the thing is, and you're going to answer Baruch Hu, let's say before Shema, but the Chazan just told you to bless Hashem. You know, I think Lamaisa, under those circumstances, you could still do it because you are blessing Hashem. You still have some more Brichas Kriya Shema to go. You know, when the Chazan says bless Hashem, is it only say the first bracha Brichas Kriya Shema, or it's get going with the blessings of Hashem? You know, Sheva Bayoim Hilal Ticha, it's going on all the Brichas Kriya Shema. So of course, it's better to do it in the regular way. But anyway, here's again we see Beferish this idea that Baruch Hu is not a command to say Baruch Hashem and Baruch Leilam Vod. Baruch Hu is a command to say the Baruch Kriya Shema. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah continues that is going on the Rama. The Rama says nowadays the minhag is not to say the whole bracha siyotzar, only kasher bracha. Says Mishnah Berurah Sfiralan the kivan sha'in bracha Hashem bracha Leilam Vod so loy mechzi kekoyfer. We hold, this opinion holds, that you don't seem like a heretic. Because the Chazan said, bless Hashem. I did. I said, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Leilam Vod. Me did have a Berchas HaTorah. Since it's like Berchas HaTorah, what is the logic of that? We say, Baruch Hashem HaMavayrach. Baruch Hashem HaMavayrach Leilam Vod. How do we see from Berchas HaTorah that it's not necessary to make a bracha? L'chayra, the Mevarech does make the bracha. You say, but the Oinim don't make a bracha, they just say Baruch Hashem Baruch Adonai. Yeah, but maybe the Oinim are mechavein with the bracha of the Oila. So there, at least the Oila is making a bracha. Here, if you're going to eliminate Yetzer Ar, no bracha is said at all. But apparently, when the Oila is Mevarech, it's not like he's Moitzi anybody. He's doing his own thing. People answer Amen to his bracha. V'ayin be'al yorab v'magin gebarim sh'eskimo gam ken l'sa. K'moy b'shachras. Okay. Let's see v'ayter in the Rama. Yesh oimrim, sh'parsim b'kriyashma shal arvis k'moy b'shachras. Some say, if let's say there is a group of people that missed Maariv, then you could be paris al shema by Maariv. V'loy no'ago ken mishum d'leka kadish k'aydem baruchu shal arvis. Bishlama, you want to be paris al shema by shachris. There's a kaddish, and then there's a baruchu. But by arvis, there's no kaddish before the baruchu. Obviously, right? Because everybody knows the way Maariv starts is straight up baruchu without any kaddish before. Says the Mishnah Berurah, k'may b'shachris rotzolmer afa im kulam kvar hispalu kolech v'vnayatsi. Even if everybody already davened on their own, but v'loy no'ago ken kasmir megal niravade im yesh echad shel hispalu dayin Maariv. If there was someone who didn't daven Maariv yet, yachal amid b'fnei amud, he could stand up before the amud. Im tisha shespalulu, v'yomer baruchu b'koram, v'gam yomer habrachu rishayna b'koram, v'yoytze afla hamechaber. V'af shadu chalom v'gam ken hakadosh shekoydem shmona esrei, ad kan l'shaynai. So imagine this guy. The guy rolls in late. He does a baruchu that the people are gonna stick around for. He's gonna start saying the first bracha out loud. To be Yoytzi the Shita of the Mechaber, who says that otherwise you appear like a heretic. And then he's going to tie everybody up to stick around for his entire Birchas Kriya Shema to say Kaddish. Yeah, lots of luck. But if he wants to, he could say the Kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei. Fine. But the minhag is not to, because there's no Kaddish before the before Baruch Hu. Says the Mishmar Dalek Kakash, why isn't Baruch Hu good enough? Umisham Baruch Hu L'chudei Lo Kapdinu Kokach. Just Baruch Hu alone, we're not so makbid. I want to point out something that everybody knows, but I think it's worthwhile to point out. For some reason, if I were to ask you, what's more important, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba or Baruch Hu? What's more important, Kaddish or Baruch Hu? I think in most people's minds, even though they if they think about it for a minute, I think Amen Yishma Rabbah is more important. Most people's minds, they think Baruch Hu is more important. Not like instinctively. You don't have to make the Shul Tov for Baruch Hu. But what about the Kadeshim? You know, people, maybe because there are more of them. So does the Mishnah Berurah mean that you can't be Parsa Shema for Baruch Hu alone because Baruch Hu alone is not, Baruch Hu is not as important as Amen Yishma Rabbah? Or does it mean just Baruch Hu is not as important as opposed to if you had two things? So now the Mishnah Berurah says, but many places they do say Kaddish before Baruch Hu. Ve'afagav de b'ksas mekaymos, even though in some places Oymrim shloish psukim mekaddish kain the Baruch Hu b'arvus, that they say if you psukim and Kaddish before Marav and night. Zehu rak minug ba'alma. So that's a custom. Loi kabdina b'hai Kaddish. We're not makbid on that Kaddish. Now, what about mincha? One second, Masha'inkein Kaddish achar yishtabach shachris, as opposed to Kaddish after yishtabach in the morning, shumina kadmoinim kapdinon tfei, that were more makbid on. Okay, now, what about mincha? Rabbi Yaakov Emden says it has a din of shachris. And if let's say you have a group of people that each daven mincha separately, and now they want to be paris al shema, right, let's say you're going on an airplane. Some people go on airplanes. And you have 10 people, you can't make a minyan on the plane. You get off the plane, they didn't hear Kaddish, they didn't hear Baruch Hu, so there's an inyan of being Poyres al Shema. What would that mean for Mincha? Chatzi Kaddish. And Shmona Esrei. The thing is, you're not allowed to be, the Maisa, we are not Paris al Shema. Even though the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch says we do, the Radvaz says we don't, and the Chassam Sofer says the Minhag is like the Radvaz. We're not Paris al Shema. So bottom line, does that mean if 10 people get off an airplane and nobody heard Kashub, you can't have a guy say, let's chap a Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to do it. We don't do it. If you have a guy who didn't daven, that's why it's always good to have a guy, a sleepy head on the trip, who slept through the whole plane and he didn't daven yet. So that guy, through that guy, he came down as a Gilgal to be a sleepy head to mezaka all the people on the plane with Kaddish and Baruch Hu. Okay. Weiter. Weiter in the Mechaber. La'achar shesimu berchas yotzer ar, after you finish yotzer ar, so it sounds like these are people who already davened. So they already davened. Oimer avos, ugvurois, ukedusha. You say the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, and then you say, avos, gvurois, kedusha, ve'ata kadosh, ve'zenikra over lefnei ateva. Ve'nois and dvar meilu pachz me'asara. You don't do this with less than 10 people. Mishum tavad dvar mishab kedusha. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ukedusha. Ayin b'hagav b'samach shemasayim kol hatfila gamkein. The Ramah ends off and the whole tefila as well. So that means it's not just the first three brachas that are said, but it's the whole Shemana Esrei. Va'ayin le'el b'siv katan aleph the dasar advaz ze'in linoig din oiver lefnei ateva elam kein yesh v'ema kopan mechach shalei spaladayim. See earlier from the Radvaz that we hold that you don't practice being Parasal Shema unless you have a guy who didn't daven yet. Because of Amagin Avram, the Magin Avram writes, Miu Nirali, Dim Ein Sham Shisha, Shalai Yispalalu, that if you don't have six who didn't daven, Lo Yispala Shliach Tzibur Balachash, then the Shliach Tzibur should not first daven quietly, Rak Yaskal Miyad Bekoram. He should immediately start doing this out loud. The whole reason of the repetition is for Kedusha. So the bottom line is, what do you do if you do have a guy who didn't daven yet? So we saw, you could be Parasal Shema. However, the Magen Avraham is saying that if you don't have six people who didn't daven, then all that should be done is a chazar sashatz. Ma'ashein kein, if you do have six people who didn't daven, it sounds like they could daven a silent Shemana Esrei and then a chazar sashatz. What's the reason why, if you don't have six people who didn't daven, you shouldn't daven a silent Shemana Esrei? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ikar hakavana b'hachazara b'zehorak mishum kedusha." The only reason you're repeating it really is for kedusha. V'yomer ha'gimel rishaynos b'koram. You say the first three brachos alad v'hashar b'lachash. Avo kishiyesh roiv minyan heim k'mayit sibur gamor v'ayim b'ber halacha. That you would first say the silent Shemana Esrei and then you would say the repetition. Says the Mechaber, this is called oivel lifnei ateva. This is not really very common. Why? We frequently are parsal shema for those who come late. Achar gemar siyum shemana esrei belachash. After the silent shemana esrei, koydem shemaschal sheltzir b'koram. Before the chazar sashatz, v'yoytzin al yada inyan hakedusha. Why is this not matzoi? Again, what would he be doing? Kaddish, Barchu, Yoitzer Ar, Avois, Gevurois, Kedusha. Why is this not commonly done? Because it sounds like they stup it in after the silent Shemana Esrei before the Chazar Sashatz. I don't understand that. So what, they say Chazar Sashatz twice? They have to be careful when they gather in the entrance of the shul, not to pass and walk in front of people who are davening. But if it happened that they delayed coming until after davening, then they could do this whole procedure. It sounds like what they used to do was be pyres al shema in some kind of abbreviated form before the chazar sashatz. Okay, let's read two more.
They catch up.
What?
Baruch Hu, and sounds like they catch up. They do kaddish baruch Hu.
Yeah.
They don't brach shema esrei, but now they're caught up, so they can hear chazar sashatz normally.
So what's not matzoi? Ein zeh matzoi to do what?
To do
it with the brachas of the first three brachas for that. So what do? They do kaddish, they do baruch, they do, but they don't do the first three brachas. Let's see the next two lines in the mechaber. You want to try to find six people who did not hear the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu, the Hainu Roiv HaAsara. Meaning this procedure really should be for six people who did not daven with the minyan. You can't do this procedure for one guy who didn't daven. Now, it's very interesting, because we have a machlokes here. The Mechaber and the Ramami Pano say you could be paris al shema, even though everyone already davened. And the opinion of the Radvaz is you can't do this procedure, even if you have 10 people who davened individually, because they already davened. The Mechaber holds, even though they davened already, you could do this procedure, but it has to be you have at least six people that didn't daven with a minyan. Because if you don't have six people that didn't daven with a minyan, you cannot do this procedure for five people who didn't daven with a minyan. Which is interesting, because even the more machmer shita, the Radvaz holds, but if you have one guy who didn't daven at all, you could do this procedure. But we're not talking about people who didn't daven at all. We're talking about people who davened, but didn't daven with a minyan. Afilu b'shvil echad shlo shama oimrim. You could even do it for one. I will see more about this, Be'ez Hashem, next time. Stay tuned for future scheduling. Okay? Hatzlach, everyone. Kol tov. Be well. Thank you very much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.